Hey, America.
Start listening now. Oh, wow. It's been several weeks. We've been covering Junior Eurovision and everything's great. Everything is just going so awesome. I'm so excited. Let me just take a big drink of coffee and take a look at what's going on with regular Eurovision. Hang on. And welcome to another slurpy episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, where you can do anything when you read. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And I'm Liz.
Hey! Full squad. We're back. We're here to decide which children are the best. It's great. Quick jokes aside, the thing happened. We will talk about it. It's not going to be this week. Let's enjoy Junior, where nothing weird ever happens. They just talk about their cats and their vegetables and reading.
Let's just enjoy it. Yeah, I
you know, the
always...
main contest talks about vegetables and too.
Okay, which of course the follow-up to that is, what's the vegetable song?
The fruits and vegetables song.
Yeah.
At senior?
We'll get there.
Yes.
Yes. Eat your salad, buddy.
Eat veggies and... Anyway.
Yeah. Sam, what were you going to say? Sorry.
No, I was going to say something sweet and wholehearted, but no, Danny absolutely just...
Danny wins.
That's right. Cut the feed. Stop the recording. Anyway,
in America, Sam, stop listening now.
We're done. Just quit.
Yeah.
Speaking of being past our peak, Sam, hit him with the soft joke. Yes.
Yeah, because you left the show, Danny. It's because it's all downhill.
I get out before season 4. That's always peak for a show.
You fell off 12 points.
You know what? For all we know, Danny, you could be the Mike Brandanowitz of
that's right. As soon as I leave, then you get a nice Adam Scott. Yeah.
There you go. Liz is our Adam Scott.
Hey, I like that. That's an immense I resemble compliment. That.
It's all about the cones. Anyway, you can find us on all the standard social media outlets at 12 Points USA or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You can find our merchandise on our Redbubble page. Support us with a one-off donation on our Ko-fi account. That's Ko-fi. Or you can give a sustained monthly donation on our Patreon. Whether you support us financially or not, we love and appreciate you either way. But Patreon supporters get exclusive content and early access to episodes. And it's just another way to get in touch with us. We've come to the end of our roster of Junior Eurovision for this year. We're only going to talk about 3 songs today, and then we're going to do sort of a wrap up. We talk about each one of our top 5, and we will come up with the definitive answer who was going to win Junior Eurovision 2025 according to 12 Points from America.
Yeah.
An entirely unbiased group.
Completely.
There's no bias in America. We got this on lock.
Anyway, like I said, we've been going in running order for the show. So the last 3 songs that we're going to talk about the show are the last 3 in the running order in Georgia. Those songs will be Cyprus. Yatta.
Ohio.
Where's my fig leaf? We're just going off of references today that like 5 people are going to get. Those 5 people are going to be so damn happy.
That's us.
To the all the elder millennials who are there at the dawn of YouTube and remember Yatta. That's this one's for you. Anyway, so we will be hearing about the songs from Cyprus, France, and Albania. So why don't we kick things off and start with the lone duet in this year's competition. This is Away by Rafaela and Christos from Cyprus. Let's hear a clip.
Never have to worry about the future. We'll make it somehow.
If you hold me now.
Για ονειρόπεταμε.
Ας πετάξουμε. All right, so that was a snippet of Away by Rafaela and Christos, representing Cyprus. Rafaela Pantelli is 14 years old. Christos Georgiou is 12. Rafaela is studying musical theater in London. Christos is currently learning how to produce music, but he's basically just, you know, a normal kid, doesn't seem to be too, like, showy. I guess he's not necessarily, like, he hasn't appeared on Cyprus's Got Talent or anything like that. He's just, you know, a normal 12-year-old kid who is learning how to produce music and plays the drums. It does not appear that the two of them have worked together previously. They were paired up together by the Cypriot National Broadcaster for the song. One of the songwriters on Away, who goes by the name DWB, was also on the songwriting team for a couple of previous Eurovision entries, Flashlight for Poland in 2017 and My Turn for Czechia, as well as Je M'Casse for Malta back in 2021. So interesting pedigree on this one. Let's see here. Why don't we start out our episode today with Derek? Do you have any hot takes on Cyprus?
This one perplexes me to no end. And I'll start by saying there is a, I know you mentioned there are 12 and 14, and 2 years doesn't seem like a long time, but there is a significant gap between the two of them. They do not seem to gel particularly well. And I don't know what it is that made them decide these two need to work together. She seems way more confident. I know it's a staged music video, but even in the video, it feels like he's very uncertain as to what he's doing. I can almost see him thinking through, what am I supposed to do with my hands? Which is to say, also, the song feels very young, like younger than them even. Like they're almost pitching it to like a six-year-old audience. Like the song would appear on a Disney Channel break between, you know, Mickey Mouse cartoons or something. It feels oddly juvenile, and in a way I can't quite explain. The one thing the song does exceptionally well that I think is a really cool stylistic choice is they are asynchronous at the end, where one of them starts and then the other one starts like a second later, and they're singing the same thing but not at the same time. And they do it where once the boy starts and the girl catches up, and then the girl starts and then the boy catches up. And I think that's such a cool technique that I don't see very often in music, but I think it adds a certain level of dynamism to the song that is otherwise kind of straightforward. I don't know, I kind of wish it was just her on her own, to be honest. I think she could have sold this a lot better. Anyway, that's all I gotta say on that.
Liz, you're clutching your mic as if you've got a hot take. I need to know what you as our light, theater, one of our theater
geeks.
Well, funny that you should bring up theater, because this song feels like it's banking on what I might call an age-old theater trope, where the women and girls are the cream of the crop, and the men and boys who show up showed up. They showed up for auditions and they got cast because men and boys were needed. And I think that the unbalance, Derek, that you talked about is what we're seeing here on that front, I think, where, you know, you said those 2 years do make a big difference. And I agree, because I think like when you're trying to figure out what are these kids' relationship to each other, like clearly they're not siblings. They're of an age where we're looking at like pubescence, where like, are they like some of the dance they're doing in the video seems like they might be like in a budding relationship, but like, also not like are they friends? Are they, you know, is it a puppy love situation? Is it like, they're not siblings. We can tell that, like, you know, like they're the lack of relationship and the clarity about what is going on. Like, it seems very muddled to me. I'm not a fan of this. The song just feels kind of cringy to me. And it certainly falls in that bucket of like, dreamy, like aspirational junior songs that just doesn't do anything for me emotionally. It just feels messy and cringy to me.
All right. First of all, Sam, I want to go back to how something you said about and how much I enjoyed how you said that the girl is a big theater kid and the boy is normal.
I mean, like, it's not like these artists, I mean, most of them are under the age of, you know, they have to be under the age of 15. So it's not like most of them have, you know, long, decades-long career. Many of them say, oh, yeah, I've been singing for half my life, and that's only like 6 years. So many of them are just normal kids.
It's just the distinction between theater kid and regular kid. And, like, you're not wrong. You're not wrong to say that.
Having been a theater kid, there is a difference.
Yeah, no. So I agree with the sentiments thus far. She seems way more into it than he does. Just in terms of mannerisms, in terms of dress. Like, I think this poor young man had to be dragged out of bed to do this. It just seems so oddly uninterested. I also don't think he's... they sound good together, especially towards the end. The song kind of comes together a bit. I don't love it. But by the end, there are some interesting things happening, like Derek said. But at the start, when he first starts singing, I hate to say this, but my initial reaction was like, really? He's not nearly as refined as a vocalist. We'll say that. This is just so odd. Like Liz said, they're clearly not siblings, but it really feels like the big sister dragging the little brother to like, hey, let's do this thing. Also, 50 million people are going to be watching. So
just do some air jumps. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this will be fun. We'll sing about reading or something. No, this one's so odd to me. I mean, like remember, I'm trying to think of like regular big kid Eurovision acts where the pair just seemed so oddly matched. As much as I love Burning Daylight, those two, it kind of gives me that vibe where like I feel like Mia's really into it. Dion,
he's there too.
He's, yeah, and the guy was also there, you know. This is odd. I'm really curious to see what their chemistry is like on stage. It'll be interesting. I don't know what they're going to be revealing at all in terms of rehearsals and stuff. Did you know that there just isn't a press room for Junior this year?
Yeah, there's not.
That's at all. I mean, that's one way to protect the kids, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. Yeah. It looks like at this point, it looks like some photos of the rehearsals are coming out. I'm guessing second rehearsals we might get little snippets of video, but at this point, we're just getting still photos. Yeah. So,
I mean, I kind of don't blame him, no. Honestly. Anyway, Sam, tell us about how you love this song.
I wish I could say that I do. And again, I'm seeing a lot of the same things that you guys are saying, that there's a bit of a disconnect between our two performers here, that they're, you know, one. Yeah. You could tell that there is a disconnect between, you know, a girl who is, you know, training in musical theater in London, who's had a lot of stage experience and is also 2 years older, versus somebody who might be a little bit more green and might be just kind of dipping his toe into major, large scale performance for really the first time. I mean, a decent amount of time has passed between the music video that we've seen and what we're going to see on the live show. So it's going to be hopefully tightened up and things like that. However, what gets me is the song itself. It just feels disjointed and chaotic. That I get what they're trying to do. I appreciate it when a song tries to innovate and do more than one thing, instead of just staying in one single gear, like for example, the Croatian song this year, which is just kind of easygoing and kind of stays in one lane. This just feels a bit too much. It changes a bit too much to keep me engaged, or I get confused as I'm listening to it. When you have 3 minutes and you want to make it memorable, It just didn't capture me. It just didn't have that initial hook that kept me really, really engaged. And then there's just this might be very different when we actually see the two of them on stage together at the same time. But thinking about other junior male-female duets at the contest, mostly my brain is going to Sepp and Yasmin, Holding On to You from the Netherlands about 2 years ago.
Well, that was great, though.
And that was great. Yeah, it can be done. Like, you know, these are two artists that not necessarily hadn't worked together, but they're able to make the chemistry work. And well, whatever
that was,
the relationship.
Like Avicii-style number?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So it can be done. Really, they were great. Yeah. So having two young artists who hadn't worked together be paired up together, it can work. It just feels a little bit too manufactured, too forced for my personal taste. Danny, what do you think?
Yeah, manufactured is the right word for me here. I don't think there's any like anything really interesting happening here. It sounds very generic. Even though we have picked out the fact that it's the only duet, that there are things that are unfortunately cons against it that make it unique at the contest here. I was struck watching the music video about how very much like, you know, like when you see like a 13-year-old boy next to a 13-year-old girl and you go, oh, that girl's really growing up. And then you look at the boy and you go, that's a toddler. That's really how it feels. They're just at an unfortunate point in growing up, being a human person. And it's unfortunate that they're also at this vulnerable point in their lives where they're just saddled with something as manufactured and unspecial as this song. It feels like something mean to give to these two in several ways. It's unsuitable, I think, is just the right word. It's unsuitable for them, and I think it's unsuitable for a country to select thinking it could win. It's not good.
Have we all said our piece on Cyprus then?
Yes.
I don't think so.
These poor kids.
Are they at least from Cyprus or are they like all from Greece? Is that
I can't tell from hometowns. I know that Raphael is currently, like I said, studying musical theater in London. I don't know if that means she's British Cypriot, but I can't really find too much detail. Again, yeah. these are kids, so it's not like we have a massive...
They're from Ohio. You know,
yeah, I was going to say, it's Cyprus. One of them's from Canada, the other's from the Falkland Islands. I don't know.
Love it.
Yep. Anyway, let's move on to our second act for today. Let's check out France. This is Lou Deleuze with Ce Monde, or This World. Let's hear a snippet of that one.
Donnez-moi l'avenir, juste là dans mes mains, et je le ferai fleurir, des roses de jasmin. Donnez-moi tout l'amour, même celui qui s'éteint. Je rallumerai le jour et le monde de demain. Ce monde, ce monde, ce monde se tient.
All right, that was a little snippet of Ce Monde, This World by Lou Deleuze, representing La France. She chanted La Grande France, even though she's just a little Lou. She's 11 years old from her Wikipedia page, and she actually does have a full-fledged Wikipedia page, unlike most of the other acts this year. She says she's from Île-de-France, which is the area around Paris. She has been appearing in French-language films and TV since the age of 7. She was on France's version of Got Talent earlier. Actually, not this year, last year, I should say. And despite this sounding like a total Babs Pravs joint, the song had no previous Junior Eurovision songwriter involvement. This is not a Babs Pravs. However, it was co-written by singer-songwriter Lynn, who is a well-known...
from Hamilton.
Right. Yes, she's had a few recent hits on the French charts, the songwriter has. So it's a contemporary, well-known young French artist who contributed to the songwriting on this one. All right, Liz, it looks like it is your turn to talk about Lou.
I think this song is proof that even a French child can hold you in high contempt.
God, yes.
That first verse is just spat with such like, yeah, contempt and what are you doing to me? This French
Child? You might as well have just put your baguette on a plate.
I know.
You son of a...
the flip side of that, it kind of also feels, and you know, you mentioned our good friend Babs Pravs, kind of feels like they fed Voila to an AI bot and said, make it petite. But here's the thing, is that it works. I think it kind of works. I don't hate this. She's a really excellent vocalist. Like, she captures the mood of Chanteuse really excellently. It's got the clear essence of French all over it. You know, heavily perfumed, covering up something else. It honestly, like, it's good. It feels like the kind of good that is not, that it's very good, but not quite good enough because they don't want to host again. Like, I don't know. I like this maybe a little more than I should, considering that it feels very, very much from the Junior Eurovision factory where they manufacture their French contestants. So it kind of feels like a guilty pleasure for me. I'm on board, but I kind of don't want to be. Eric.
Yeah. Oh, France. So there's no Eiffel Tower in the video. So I don't know where this is from. There's no way to know. Can we copy paste what I said about France in like 2022, I think it was, where I was just like, you are exhausting. Like, I understand what you do a junior. I understand why you do it. It works. You win a bunch of times. I mean, this is another one of those. It's more ballady. This is Lil Voila. We had Lil Shum and now we had Lil Voila. France, knock it off. I mean, it's really well done. The French Child Factory has done it again. I don't know what else to say, really. Like, it's good. I remember this was one of the first, maybe the first song to actually get released. I remember thinking, oh, okay, well, France is just going to win again because it seems like it would win. And I'm not so sure of that now. I think it's going to be up there. I think it's one of the songs that would not surprise me if it won. If you do, please do Paris Over Christmas again. I would happily do that again. Mm. That was a lot of fun. But they don't have press. Whatever. I'll go anyway. France, stop it. Are the children themselves AI now? Is that what's going on? Because good Lord, it's just, you guys, they Franced again.
France is going to France.
Yeah.
France is indeed going to France.
Yeah. Sam, take it away.
I mean, I talked about with the Cypriot song about things feeling manufactured. And that felt manufactured in a sort of cobbled together sense of we're going to take this piece and squish it all together. This feels manufactured in the sense almost like a Melody Festival in track where it's so polished.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so, and normally I hate that. However, there's just something about this. And I don't know if it's the familiarity, the fact that it's so reminiscent of Voila. And the fact that Lou sings the hell out of it. Like, I cannot fault her vocals and her performance. Like, you could tell that she has been performing for, at this point, like half her life. But it doesn't feel like a Toddlers and Tiaras kind of performing for half your life kind of a thing. It actually feels like she sells it really well. And I don't know what the difference is between something that feels well-honed and yet has that uncanny valley aspect versus well-honed and actually just really, really solid. This has really beautiful vocals, a sense of place. Like, you hear this and you can tell that it's France. Like, you just know.
Eiffel Tower, though.
I know. It's crazy. We talk about the French sending very, very polished kids to the contest. They never sent a ballad before. I can't remember what their very first song at Junior Eurovision was, because I think they sent something in 2004 or 2006 and then stopped for a while and then came back with Angelina. But this is something a little bit different for them. Normally they go upbeat and hopeful rather than melancholy. It's still hopeful and optimistic, but there's a melancholy kind of anger to this that is very different from what France normally sends of, you know, I'm growing up and the world's going to be wonderful. The world sucks. Let's make it better. I recognize the fact that this is out of the machine, but it's a really, really good product that comes out of the machine. So I can't really fault it. I would not be surprised if this is there or thereabouts. Danny, what do you think?
All right. First off, I can't be the only one who thought that she was a boy.
I mean, with a name like Lou.
She sings really huskily. I really thought that this was just a boy whose voice hadn't broken yet. Also, it's 2025. We can do Bridge Over the Seine instead of Eiffel Tower. We can have faith in the Junior Eurovision audience. I'm going to be the resident machine defender on this show yet again.
I was defending the machine. I said the machine was giving good product.
But from a different angle.
Okay.
If we had not, for the past 3 to 4 years, sort of withstood the onslaught of France's obsession with the Bab Prav's machine, I think this song would have insanely good odds of winning. If we did not have to essentially judge a lot of countries by their past history at these contests, I think that this song would really be doing numbers. It really is good. It is sung incredibly well. It has a tone that is extremely different from the usual thing that you should be encountering for the junior contest. It has significantly more artistic restraint, some artistic flourishes that are wanted and feel right. Some of that is probably where we feel like this is a bit manufactured, like it's highly polished. It is highly honed to achieve its end. And I think we're a little bit tired of that, both from Sweden, from the Scandi countries at the main contest, and from sort of the Netherlands and France at junior. But if we could just ignore the fact that they keep sending this and judge it for what it is right now, it's stellar. It's a strong entry that isn't like anything else here, and it is going to be performed very well. I also don't like it.
Derek?
All right, guys are all over the place on this one.
Yeah. It's kind of like Georgia, honestly, in our last episode.
I unfortunately did not. Though I did recognize that it was an excellent song. This one, I'm like as anti-machine as it gets. I liked this one. There it is. And I think I like it because I like the French Chanteuse thing. You know, big fan of Barbara Pravi, obviously. I don't think it's as good as that, but I think it's doing a lot of things right. I think she's really good. We're getting a lot. I feel there's a little bit more emotional connection to this than, let's say, Cyprus. And there's an actual message behind it that's not the usual save the world kind of thing. There's a weird, that sort of early Greta Thunberg sort of energy. There's a little bit of anger behind it, and I really appreciate that. I think it's doing more than just like the typical machine output thing, even though, yeah, I can sort of see that this is what France does and they're very comfortable at doing it. But I think they do it exceptionally well, and it's kind of hard to fault them for that. It doesn't feel generic in a way. It feels very French. There's an identity to it, and I give them props for that. Yeah, I really like it. I thought the video was really pretty. I'm kind of excited to see what it looks like live. I'm hoping that she can pull it off, as I do with every one of these children. But I don't think they're going for a win this year. That somebody else mentioned that. That's the feeling I get from it. They want to do well. They want to put out a good product, but they don't. They're not going for it the way like Georgia is. Hmm. And you know, I respect that.
All right. Have we all said our piece on France then?
Yeah.
We
no.
All right. In that case, let's move on to our last song of this year's 2025 Junior Eurovision roster. We've been waiting for this one, I think. We've been hungry for Frute Perime from Albania. This is Kroni Pula. Let's hear a snippet. All right, that was a little slice, you would, of Frute Perime, Fruits and Vegetables by Kroni Pula from Albania. She is 9 years old from Tirana. Her national final performance was really her first big competition. Even though she's been singing since she was four, she attends music and dance classes. On the songwriting team is Adrian Hila, who also wrote Albania's senior Eurovision songs in 2005 with the song Tomorrow I Go. Hear My Plea in 2007, and 2008's Zemrin Lampeng, very, very different from Frute Perime.
You don't say.
Yeah. And also had a hand in the Junior Eurovision entries in 2015 and 2016, which are Dambaye and Besoy. And yeah, is now returning to the Junior Eurovision stage. So, Eric, let's start us off with you. What do you think?
Oh, Fruits and Veggies. Oh, what is there to say about Lil Eat Your Salad?
She's nine.
Look, this is the platonic ideal of a Eurovision song. It really is. It's so dumb, and it's great. It's been stuck in my head, and I'm very upset about it. I don't like it, but it's great. I will use the rest of my time to just note that I think vegetables are dumb and they don't taste very good. And I'm not in the pocket of big veg or whatever. I'm not beholden to them. This is all a lie.
All right.
How do we have like an intellectual conversation about this song?
I think we just lean into it.
All right. Well, I just keep thinking about the segment from Would I Lie to You, where Greg Davis talks about he was an Austrian fellow, I believe.
Austrian or German, yeah.
That they got to say the word vegetables in a funny way. check that out. If you haven't seen it, it's great. This song is why I love Junior Eurovision. Like, we heaped a bunch of praise on Lou Malnati from France about the song, you know, that this is so mature and it's so well done and it's very much like a Chanteuse thing. That's fine. When is regular Eurovision going to get a fruit and vegetable song besides that one? There's nothing like it. I love that this exists, and it's just a ray of sunshine that you don't get from you don't get it from a lot of things in life, but from an increasingly weird song contest sphere. We should be so excited that we have fruits and vegetables to sing about and not any of that other stuff. Sam, what do you think?
All right. I've mentioned, I think, in a couple of previous episodes, as we were talking about the other Junior Eurovision songs this year, that prior to about, I think it was like 2009, the songs that were in the contest had to be written by the kids, or at least co-written by the kids. And at that time, you could tell that like a lot of the songs were about things that kids like, you know, their favorite soccer team. There was a song called Funky Lemonade, you know, songs about bees and
hell yeah,
you know, saving the planet. And, you know, it wasn't just songs about following your dreams and the problems of the world. Despite Crony not being one of the songwriters for Fruta Perime, this feels like one of those Junior Eurovision songs from the early days of JESC, that it is just a kid going out there, having fun, singing about stuff that she likes. And she's singing about, yes, I like chocolate and I also like my fruit and my vegetables. So however you cook them, I'm going to dance with my friends. You know, me as a 40-year-old woman, I am not the audience for this song. I fully recognize that, but it doesn't keep me from grinning from ear to ear whenever I hear this, because it is just so adorable and so sweet and so like no BS. It's just, I'm singing about fruits and vegetables, and you're going to listen to me wax poetic about a balanced diet for 3 minutes, and you're going to damn well like it. It feels unpretentious and just honest and silly and pure-hearted in a way that Junior Eurovision used to feel like. And I feel like we kind of talked about this a little bit in, I think it was the Spanish song, but, you know, all about how fun it is to read. But the fact that it's coming from one of this year's younger artists, it also just makes it feel very much Junior Eurovision at its core. Is it, you know, a vocally demanding exercise? No, that's okay. Like, this isn't a song to be belted out. This is a song to be enjoyed for what it is. And I do. I think it's adorable. What else can I say? Danny, off to you.
I have zero notes for this song. I adore this song. If my wedding were in 1 week, you would hear this song 4 times on the dance floor. I can't believe how good this song is. This has an extremely catchy chorus that the great thing that it has going for it is that it feels great to shout it at the top of your goddamn lungs. And I cannot wait to hear a bunch of 10-year-olds screaming, "Fruta Perime!" Like, just absolutely howling it to annoy their parents. This is fantastic. This is a stupid goddamn song about fruits and vegetables and eating cookies and crisps sometimes, even though I know I shouldn't. And it's like a weird, like, pop rock tango. Like, what is It's spectacular. 0 notes. I would not change a goddamn thing, including her. Her voice is fantastic. This song doesn't overstay its welcome. This is the kind of thing that was designed to be done in 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Fantastic. Work. Albanian is the new language. Move aside France. Move aside Italy. I want to hear every pop song in Albanian from now on. That's it. That's it.
Derek?
Yeah, same. I think it's super catchy. It's silly. The topic isn't like groundbreaking, but I think kind of like San Marino or something. It's just like, this is what kids are into. This is what they're thinking about. And she's 9 years old, and this feels perfectly suited for that demographic. I don't think it's has aspirations greater than a 9-year old would concern.
That's what's so great about it. You're like, even like what's the meow meow song? Is it just called meow?
What is it? Meow meow.
Yeah, meow. Even that is just like they obviously are going for like a big cool viral hit, but there's something so blisteringly uncool about this song, and yet it's so fun. It's great. It feels easy to love this song.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's super catchy. I don't think it's taking itself too seriously. I think it's doing exactly what it needs to be doing. This is the kind of, I sort of like listening to all the other songs from this year. I'm really sort of learning to appreciate the simpler songs that aren't like looking to change the world or win a Pulitzer in literature or something like that.
It should, however.
Yeah. Bob Dylan, go away.
I'm now imagining Bob Dylan writing a junior Eurovision song.
Why is it about striking mine workers? Anyway.
And why is San Marino singing it?
I don't have a lot to complain about. I think stylistically it's really cool. It's kind of weird and funky and catchy. This is doing exactly what it needs to be doing. Way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also on this train. And I think it's just honestly kind of refreshing to have a kids song at Junior. And there are so few of those this year. And I think really in general anymore it's a breath of fresh air. Absolutely slaps. It's kind of clunky and heavy handed in the messaging at times. Like, I can't even be mad at that, really. But because we got a line like, "From today, I'm vegetarian, elegant like Rihanna."
I love it. It is such a blessing that the Albanian word for vegetarian rhymes with Rihanna. What a gift.
I'll note Rihanna's a proud omnivore. Rihanna,
you know, like, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I really, everything you all said too. This is lovely. It's adorable. Like, it's not trying to punch above its weight class. It is what it is, and it's proudly a kid's song, and I'm here for that.
All right, then. Have we all said our piece in Albania? We've all enjoyed our fruits and vegetables. You know.
God, yes. I'm just gonna put this out into the world. If Albania wins, they'd have to do Fickmas and Junior like back to back.
If they do Fickmas in, or if they do Junior in November like they used to do, it can be done.
I'm a firm believer that Junior belongs in December.
I mean, argument for me. Know. You know, yeah. They just don't have it. They don't have a ton of venues. It would probably just be in the Palais Congressive like they have FIC.
Oh, so, yeah, no, they just put it all together and it would be glorious.
Tirana at Christmas. Isn't that a dream?
I would love it.
It kind of is. Kidmas.
Yeah.
Little Fickmas. All right.
I mean, we only have three songs in this episode here, but do we want to do a really quick rundown of what our number one and our number three of the round would be? I think we might be generally on the same page when it comes to our least favorite of the week. Raise your hand if it's not Cyprus.
No, it's all just Cyprus.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was easy.
Yeah. Cyprus all the way down.
All right. I don't know about you, but I'm having a difficult time picking my favorite between France and Albania because they tickled very, very
different. Because you have
no brain,
Sam. Come on. Turn off that brain. Turn it off.
You just said she didn't have a brain, and now you're telling her to turn it off.
I know.
What am I turning off?
I don't know. Derek, edit it so I sound better.
be more constructive in your sexism, Danny.
All right.
Wow.
I will say France is my favorite this week. We'll just say that.
I'm going to go with France as well.
I think I have to say France as well, yeah, but it's close. It's close. Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah, it's Albania and it's not even close. Oh. It is not even close.
I'm glad somebody picked it. I don't know. I'm not as high on it on the rest of you. I feel like kind of a stick in the mud almost.
All right. So I suppose that puts France, but you know, an honorable mention to Albania for this episode, and Cyprus in our third place today. But let's look at the contest as a whole. All 18 of these songs, 18 different countries, 18 different acts. Mm-hmm. And again, these are kids, so we got to be, we don't have to be nice, but it's nice to be nice. Why don't we do our top fives and squish them all together and come up with our definitive answer for the 12 Points from America winner of the 2025 Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Why don't we start with our fifth placer. Maybe toss out a couple of honorable mentions as you do so. Eric, why don't we start with you?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, because you just happen to be in the convenient spot on my...
Quick question. When I sit underneath this lamp, does it look like I have an idea?
Move slightly to your left. There it is. There it is.
Okay, ta-da. Cool. It's probably an outtake.
All right. Okay. Who are you giving your one lonely point to?
Let me double check. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is it feels good to give a point to this. I'm giving it to Azerbaijan. Meow, meow, motherfucker.
yeah.
No, I like this more than Albania, but it's kind of the same sort of niche in that it's very dumb and very delightful. But cats are more important to me than the food I need to live. So it gets the point.
All right. Liz, what about you?
My five also goes to Azerbaijan. Yeah. I promise we didn't confer on this beforehand, but I'm throwing an honorable mention out there for Georgia. Because I think if she sings the hell out of that could be a nice thing.
For me, I'm kind of going back and forth between two songs for my fifth place. And there are a couple of other honorable mentions that I keep just flipping a coin between two songs, one of which I think is more accessible and the other one I think is better performed vocally.
Flip it.
Liz, pick a number one and two.
Two.
Seriously?
All right. Because I honestly...
That's how we're doing this? No, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, right now it's actually that moment where you flip the coin and you realize what the right answer really is in your heart. So I'm actually going against the coin and giving my single point to Georgia. A song that might not be as immediate and catchy, but those vocals are spectacular and something to be reckoned with. And I want to give my honorable mention to Poland. Also incredible vocals, a little bit catchier, but I think Georgia just edges it out for that fifth place spot. Danny, what about you?
I'll give an honorable mention to France. It's just, it's quite well done. But I will be giving no points to France. They'll deal with it. I'm going to give my 5 points, or
5 points.
I'm going to give my fifth place slot to a song that I wasn't even that hot on when we first did it in a preview show. This is where I'll put San Marino. A vote of appreciation for this type of song. It's tough to find a song that feels genuine coming from a solo artist here at the junior contest. Helps that she's significantly older than the median age of the contest this year. But I appreciate and respect this song a lot more than others.
Actually, just as a point of reference.
Wait, is she not even that much older?
No, she's right in the middle. She's 12.
Oh!
Artists have to be between 9 and 14, and she's 12.
I thought she was... Okay, all right.
Splits the gap.
Just mature.
Okay, she does have a much more mature air than everyone else.
Derek, what about you? What's your fifth place?
I'm going to get my number five to Montenegro.
Ooh.
Okay. They'll appreciate it.
I gave it the fifth spot just because I feel like, you know, it was a ballad heavy year and all that, but it has that bulk and flavor, which I enjoy. And I feel like it does a good job of balancing sort of the hard and the soft elements of life. You know,
like vegetables.
Like vegetables, yes. Puta. But it feels a little bit deeper, a little bit more philosophical in a way that I don't think a child would be confused by. Like, yeah, there's difficulties, there's challenges, but there's still good things too. And I think that's kind of an important lesson for kids. I'll do my honorable mention before I just say my number one.
Okay. Eric, what about you? What is your 2 points, your fourth place for the year?
I gave my fourth place slot to Portugal. I think that I think if I had to pick like an outsider dark horse to potentially win this year, I think it could be them. I think this is just a really, really well executed, gorgeous. Yes, it's Lil Saudade. But my goodness, when this stuff is good, it is just so good. And it really seems to be starting to connect with Eurovision audiences more just generally. And that is also, I mean, they almost won last year. And I think this is a better song than that. So could I think it could do it. And I think it's just a really, really great song. It's a weird thing for a kid to be singing. And so I worry about it connecting for that reason. But they always seem to, over the last 5 years or so, they always seem to find a way and to do well, and deservedly so. So that's my pick.
Liz. Liz.
My fourth place, 2 points, goes to our little Chanteuse, Going to France. It's just, it's really well done. Yeah, that's it. I said my piece on that song already. Like, that's it.
Well, you're getting a bit of a copy paste from me because I'm also giving my 2 to France. It's beautifully well done, well sung. It's put together very well while still feeling very, very genuine and very French. I can't really fault it. Danny, your fourth place?
My fourth place is Georgia. That's where I'm putting it here. I have a strange feeling that a lot of people are going to be placing it much higher. But I'll put Georgia here. Georgia is, I was weirded out by what Eric was doing. Georgia is a class act. And I feel like it would be remiss to not include them in a top 5 at all. So here we are, number 4.
Derek.
I'm going to get some heat from this one. My number 4 is Armenia.
Italy! Oh, okay.
Nope. All right.
I assume you'll be the one giving Italy points, Danny. Anyway.
Italy is just doing the rap superstar thing by Cypress Hill.
Ooh.
Oh, but that song's that's the thing. That song is good.
He probably doesn't even know it exists.
No way.
I was listening to all the ballads and I was thinking about this one, and I think what he's doing vocally with this one is very intriguing to me. I would say more so than the others. Again, it's a fine song, but I think he himself elevates it a bit, and I'm kind of interested to see how he does this live. So 2 points.
All right. Eric, your third place, 3 points.
It feels really weird to give this country points for something because I don't know that I ever have in any show, contest, whatever. But San Marino has a song that feels very unique and genuine and artistic, and I think is really cool, and is in a style that I think kids will really enjoy because it's that young Taylor Swift sort of a thing almost. I think she's just really talented, and I think that comes through in a way that will be recognized. And I'm excited for them to have done that. And I'm so amused at the idea of Italy being like, no, we need a rock star. And San Marino sends something that's a million times better. Anyway,
Liz,
to me, third place, 3 points to Portugal.
Yes.
Boy, the song is just like, it didn't hit me the first time, and I listened to it again today, and I was like, you know what? No, I really do like this. It's kind of like a warm hug, but like in a Portuguese kind of sad way, just like a hug from your ancestors or from people that aren't around, and it lands for me. And I hope it does well.
For the record, Liz and I are not cribbing each other's notes, but I also I also gave my 3 points to Portugal this year. It's
something's fishy.
Again, so honest and so sweet and delicate. And, you know, for a young person to be singing about a often heavy concept, but to be doing so with such a light touch and an honesty, it's really, really well done. And like I said, it hit me like an emotional gut punch the first time I heard it. And it still does. It's not as immediate and showy as a lot of the other ballads this year, but that's kind of why I like it. It just kind of floats in the air like the spirits of our loved ones who have departed. It just kind of hugs you like Liz said. It just gives me the warm fuzzies with a little bit of sadness in the way that Portugal freaking can. Danny, what about you?
It feels right to follow up my own vote for Georgia and 2 votes for Portugal with Italy. It feels really great. It feels solid. I love doing this to you. That's it. This kid's gonna rack in the points. He's gonna rake it in like he's playing Hungry Hippos, and these little sensitive countries with their ballads are gonna be weeping, and we are gonna sympathize with them. But unfortunately, you know what the kids love? The kids love slop. And you know what? I like slop too. You guys know how I vote on this. I gave points to Marcus and Martinez. Go, Derek.
Slop your hogs, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you believe the American farmers don't slop their hogs anymore?
My number three is, I'll just get right to it. It's San Marino.
Yay!
Which is technically the Italian song of this year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I love the simplicity of it. It's very straightforward. It's just her with a guitar, and she's just kind of doing her thing, and it feels very genuine. And just like, it's not, it doesn't have these high aspirations that are just kind of ridiculous, I think. And it's very pleasant. It's just kind of nice to listen to and chill. Yeah, I'm really surprised San Marino got this one, but sometimes you get lucky.
All right, Eric, you're runner up.
Really? Okay, before we do that, I want to just get everyone on the record. Which of those songs is finishing higher in the standings, Italy or San Marino?
It should be San Marino. But you can never tell.
It should be, but what?
Still San Marino.
Italy. It's Italy.
Okay, well.
I guess Italy too.
Derek. No, it's fine. My second place needs no introduction.
Oh, it's Malta. Nice.
Liz, go ahead. No. my second place, this is where I put Georgia.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a favorite to win, it would be this. It is just jaw-dropping. It is as big as ballads get, and it's sung by, I don't know, was she like six?
Anita from Georgia is 11.
Whatever. it's just, and like, it's, you know, it's big vocals. There are things that can go wrong. But my goodness, the ceiling on this is so high. It is at the ceiling, as it were. Just a spectacular performance is what I think we're getting. And if we do, they've done the double. Congratulations, Georgia. I've never been wrong about this sort of thing before. Liz, what do you got?
It's San Marino. I love it for all the reasons that have been said already. It's so pleasant. It's a nice listen. Yep, that's it. It's San Marino.
Liz, I'm getting pissed off at you. Are you seriously? Yeah, because San Marino is my runner up for this year as well. My 4 points. Again, it's honest. It's refreshing. It feels youthful, but not kiddy. It just feels like a kid hanging out in her room playing her guitar, and it just feels like an absolute breath of fresh air. San Marino, cheers to you. Like, seriously, kudos. Danny?
Why do you look ashamed, Danny?
I feel like, am I misremembering that we all like generally really liked this song? I haven't heard it anywhere.
I know where you're going.
Azerbaijan is getting my points here. I need some meow meow in the contest. There's no one's liking some meow meow.
I did.
We're all forgetting about meow meow. It needs to be higher. It needs to be number one, which is why I put it at number two. meow meow. This is the of the sort of two songs that are duking it out for viral TikTok style dance accompanied pop song. This is clearly the superior one as opposed to the Netherlands. This one's great, and love her. She is probably my favorite on screen performer because she's doing this viral style pop song. But I kind of believe her. It's half of her. It's this weird semi-detached quality that she has where it's just like, you know what? I like the aloof style. That's nice. I love to have a 11-year-old with a sense of irony. I like it.
I mean, that's a cat for you, really.
Honestly, yeah, it's very fitting. It's very fitting. Yeah, meow, meow. Yeah, whatever.
All right, Derek, your runner-up?
Just on Azerbaijan, I can't get over how close it sounds to Sugar.
Yeah, I know. I know for you that's wrong.
Every time I listen to it. This is where I'm at with France. Yeah, yeah. Number two.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta compensate for that Danny slump.
Yeah.
I praise the machine doing this job, just pumping out hits. Yeah. No, I love this style of music. That's all I'm going to say. And I think this is a good example of that. And it gets my 4 points.
All right. It looks like we are ready for our number ones individually. I think if you haven't said your honorable mentions as well, this would be a decent time to do so. But let's see what we got.
I mean, yeah, my honorable mentions include, like I said, Albania, just for being such a delight. Armenia lost some points for the AI business with me. It's just sort of a non-starter. But the song is really interesting. Like I can't deny that. My number one though has not come up yet, and I'm not sure if that means what I think it means. My number one is Lil Shum from Ukraine. It's just so cute and well done, and it does something that I really appreciate, which is like I talked about. I think Georgia just has the highest ceiling, and it's such a spectacular thing. What I love about Lil Shum, what's it actually called?
Motanka.
That's right. Okay. So anyway, Lil Shum is it gets some of that like Europop, ethnic pop vibe that does so well at Eurovision. It is one of the things that we love about Eurovision, but still feels like a kid's performance at the same time. It really bridges the gap between kids song contest and Eurovision. And it's got the dance, it's got the hook, it's great. It's been my number one since the first time I heard it, and I just love it so much. Liz, what's Sam's number one?
Sam's number one is also my number one, I'm assuming, which is Ukraine as well. What a delightful song. The song slaps. It's great. You know, like you said, the ethnic flair of it, but they send the cutest kids. Like, I think they also have like a cute Ukrainian kid factory. It's just the whole package is there. It from top to bottom, performance, vocals, song, culture. It really is all there for me. Sam, why did you also pick Ukraine?
Damn it, Liz. It is Ukraine. It is absolutely Ukraine, my number one this year. Again, mixing, wow. You know, spectacular vocals, unique vocals. Again, we talked about her kind of more low alto voice, which I really appreciate seeing. Bringing in something that is so local and has that definite Ukrainian flair. It being a song about a dolly, but if you look at it, it's also, you know, the honesty of the experience of a kid living in a war-torn country. If you look at the lyrics, and it's also not dour. It's empowering. It's energetic. It's beautifully sung. For me, this ticks all the boxes. My number one this year is Ukraine. I want to give a quick little shout out to my other, I mentioned that Poland was one of my also-rans. Albania was in the consideration. Also, Ireland was one of my considerations for my fifth place spot. I think it's underappreciated, underloved, and I worry that it'll be the same situation on the scoreboard as Ireland is often the case. But I love the fact that they're there. I think they're celebrating their 10th anniversary Junior Eurovision this year, which is fantastic to see. And representation from RT TG Kacher is fantastic. So keep it up, Ireland. We love you, or at least I do. Danny, what's your number one, and how is it going to piss us off?
There's only one song that basically came out this year for JESC that I immediately had to listen to again. It's Albania.
There it is.
Yay.
Albania's number one, and it's by a country mile. It's great. I can't believe that we're going to end the contest on this note. I can't believe that we get sent off to vote after 3 rousing minutes of the cutest girl in the world talking about eating crudite. It's great. Fantastic.
All right, Derek, it's all up to you. We've got a couple ties on the scoreboard as I'm seeing it. So are you going to be the one to break them? What's your number one?
I mean, it's Italy, obviously.
Eh?
No, I'm kidding. I know. Calm down, Danny.
It was too good to be true.
Greta Thunberg?
Greta Thunberg, no. I think, well, really quick, my honorable mention, I'm going to give it to Georgia. I don't connect with the song, but I recognize the level of talent involved in the vocals, in the song composition, all of it. I think if I had to guess the most likely winner, I would say Georgia again. I just think people are going to be blown away by this. Again, it's not for me, but that's my problem. Not everyone else's. So, but my number one will go to Ukraine, obviously. I think it's I think it's an absolutely brilliant song. I think it's performed incredibly well. I think the story behind it is so beautiful. This idea of this traditional object that has this story going back generations that has a much deeper meaning today, with everything going on in the world, and it makes you have to think about it a little bit. It doesn't spoon feed you the narrative, which I also really appreciate. Like, it could have gone an easy route, and it doesn't. And the fact that it's very restrained in its storytelling, I think, is admirable. And she's adorable.
All right. And with that, we have it. We have our
result.
We seem to have a valid result from our five-member jury here. Just going from the bottom, looks like getting 1 point in honor, running at the bottom here, but at least on the leaderboard, Montenegro with 1 point. Armenia has 2 points from us. Italy's got 3. Albania has 5 points. 6 to Azerbaijan. 7 points went to Georgia. We have a two-way tie for the bronze medal, with Portugal and France each getting 8 points overall. San Marino, with, I believe, a high watermark from any jury that we've ever given, including the only San Marino, like, what San Marino song was best. We still, you know.
Italy won that somehow.
Italy still won that, yeah. But San Marino coming in second place overall with our 15 points that we are granting to them. But our number one, with maximum scores from 4 out of the 5 of us, it's Sophia from Ukraine with Motanka. If that happens to pan out and come to fruition at your Junior Eurovision this year, it would only be Ukraine's second win at Junior Eurovision. They previously won it back in 2012 with the song Nebo. Let's see if they can do it again. Folks, do we think that Ukraine is a likely winner or a potential winner, or do we think that they're going to be pipped at the post? And if so, let's do a quick run around. Who do we think is actually going to win the thing?
I don't think Ukraine's going to win. Just because they've had such spectacular stuff in a number of recent years, and they just don't do that well. Something always just out-charms it or out-sings it or whatever. And, you know, we all love it. It's certainly my favorite song, but I just don't think it's going to win. I think it's probably Georgia. I think France will be right at Georgia's heels. And I think, like I said before, if you want an outsider pick, Portugal. Good surprise.
Mm. I have absolutely no clue. No clue.
No.
I think
Georgia. I have a couple of countries. Top three is very unlikely. But yeah.
I think Georgia's in the mix. I think Armenia is in the mix. Poland with an outside chance, I think.
They always do well at this thing.
Yeah.
They're pretty well liked, too.
Yeah. And you can't really, you can never really count France out.
No, you cannot.
Yeah. I would love to see.
Does France, does she have like a big social media following or anything?
I'm not sure. I have not been looking at their numbers. I'm not on TikTok personally, so I can't really say what her presence is there or anybody's, but I don't know.
She's been
in previous years.
Yeah. Ukraine, you said?
France.
Oh, France. Sorry. She, the fart noise. Damn, I dropped my phone. She's been doing like vocal covers of some of the other artists' songs. Like, they're playing the game. I'm a little surprised that the people were saying France isn't going for the win. I think they most certainly are. As much as anyone goes for the win at Junior.
They do. There's at least a couple.
Oh, no, there. They do. No, I think they are this year as well. I just think that there's a young female singer who is better. Tough break.
Mm. All right. Well, I suppose our next episode will be, a bit of a post-mortem. We will come back together after the final of Junior Eurovision 2025, which, if you're not keeping track, well, shame on you. Then what the heck are you listening to this for if you've never heard of Junior Eurovision or you're not watching it? Anyway, that will be coming up on Saturday, December 13th from Tbilisi in Georgia. I know I'll be watching it. I'm very excited to see how this all turns out. It's a wonderful little winter tradition that the EBU is giving us. We really enjoy it. And we appreciate you joining us as we went through all of these songs. What was your favorite listening at home? How far off the mark are we? What is your underdog, your outside chance? Let us know. Reach out to us on social media, 12pointsUSA. Email us directly, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we appreciate you joining us, especially throughout the winter season. Shall we call it, guys? Wrap it up?
Yes. What should we call it?
Charles.
All right. Let's wrap up Charles here.
All right. Good night, Charles.
Bye, Charles.
And until next time, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
I've been Liz.
And I've been Danny.
And America.
Stop listening now. Weird to see like an 11-year-old kid named Lou.
Lou. I don't know if it's Louise, Luan.
Lou is, like Lou ought to be
Malnati.
Lou
Illuminati.
Lou Malnati.
Lou Malnati.
Lou works in a profession where you have to have hairy forearms. Like Lou.
The plumber.
Lou's a pizza guy. Lou's a plumber. Yeah, Lou's an electrician.
Scrap metal.
Yeah.
Just take it to Lou DeLuz's scrap metal.
Qu'est-ce que c'est avec tout le scrap metal?